I do have something to share with you. I believe it'll go along with what all that's been said this morning. But in the last, some of you, our partners, received our letter that we sent out in January. You probably received it a week or two ago. And you'll see what I was, what God was dealing with me about. And it's about me getting among the prophets, getting among the apostles and teachers, evangelists, getting among them and listening to what they're saying and receiving those impartations. Because I love what Pastor Todd has come up with and shortened our vision. We sow the word in you. You're to grow up in God and the things of God, but then you're to go. You're to go. You're not to sit. You're to go. You know, God wants to build his kingdom. We're kingdom people. We've got to be kingdom minded. So we have to go. So there's graces that people carry. I carry a different grace than Pastor Rob. I have a grace gift. We all have a gift, a grace gift, a calling, anointing, whatever you want to label it. We are called by God, but each one of you are called by God to go and make a difference. There's a harvest of souls that are waiting outside these doors. So, you know, Christian Growth Center was always a strong teaching center. You know that, those of you that have been here for 30 plus years, you know that God called us to teach the word, to be a teaching center. And I love it that Pastor Todd is more evangelistic than Pastor Rob and I were or are. Our calling was different. Our grace was different. We have a pastoral calling, but apostolic now. And apostolic meaning that you go forth with a special message to a group of people, and also to set things in order. But we want you to go, like Pastor Todd. So he's community minded, more so than Pastor Rob and I were. So I just love that. I think it's wonderful. So what God's put on my heart in the last few months is that it's so important now that we operate in faith for the things that we've heard and the things that have been taught unto us. That we get among, we can't just sit here. That it's important that we go out and we get among, and I'll just use the word prophets. And the reason I use the word prophets is because it's as 1 Samuel chapter 10, and I'll just tell you what happened. And that's when Saul was anointed, and Saul was to go out, but there was something that Saul was missing. So Samuel said, go out. He anointed him with oil. He said, now go out and get among the schooled prophets. And you go out because they carry something you have need of. They have something you need in order for you to function in the office or the place that I've called you to function in. I don't want to take time to go over there and read all that because I've got so much to say. But he needed something in order that he could prophesy into the kingdom of God. So we have need of something. Well, let me just read a little bit of the letter that we sent out. And it was just a few thoughts that we wanted to share. Our partners got this, so we thank you, partners, for helping us go forth and strengthening and encouraging the ministers and people like George and Debbie. They're called into the ministry. And I said this, we are not to make light of the impartations of grace that we've been given. 2 Timothy 1:6. We're to be good stewards of the revelations that have been shared by our spiritual fathers. We need them for this last day awakening, this last day revival. If you found yourself in a place of complacency, do what Paul told Timothy. He said, I would remind you to stir up, rekindle the embers, fan the flame of, and keep burning the gracious gift of God, the inner fire that is in you. Did you hear that? We can't be complacent. Stir up and rekindle, fan the flame of, keep burning that gracious gift. And I love that it's a gracious gift. There's a gift that God has imparted inside of you and me, and that will enable us, strengthen us, empower us to go and do. One way to do this is to position yourself to sit under and partner with anointed men and women of God to partake of the anointing that is upon their life. It will rekindle and awaken the gift within you. Partner with, and there's many ways you can partner with. And I'm not telling you who to partner with, but I'm just telling you, it's very important. You know, like I see, you know, with Spirit Wind, you know, I'm looking out there at you guys. It's, you know, you partner with other people that are doing things that you're not called to do, but you can enable them to do what they're called to do. And Christian Growth Center has been really good at that. I pray that we have been really good at that and doing that. That's why, you know, we support ministries. Rob and I do personally, our ministry does, and Christian Growth Center does. We support ministries that go out and they go into all the world to preach the gospel. Like the Bowers here that are here this morning, that they were in India so many years, but now they're blacklisted in India. The government won't let them in because of preaching the gospel. They don't want them to preach the gospel. So they just go other places, other nations. You know, so we're not called to do that. So I'm just telling you, you may be called right here locally, whatever it is. But I want to get this across to you because I believe it's so, so important for us. And Gene, it goes along with the words you gave. It goes along with what Pastor Rob said. There's a path. There's a call. There's things for us to accomplish because Jesus is coming soon. And we have a grace upon us to finish our race. And we can't frustrate that grace. Some of us, and I've done it in the past, I've frustrated the grace of God on my life by not operating in that grace gift that God has put upon me and called me to do. And we can't frustrate the grace of God that's upon us. What is the grace of God? Enabling you to do what you can't do. So rekindle and awaken the gift within you. Because those people carry something. It's just like with Saul. He said, go out, Saul, and get among the prophets. Get among the schooled prophets. And when you get among them, they're going to be prophesying. But then there's a Spirit of God that's going to come upon you. And when the Spirit of God comes upon you, you're going to be turned into another man. You can read it later. 1 Samuel chapter 10. You can start at verse 1 and read on down. So it's so important that you do that. And 2 Chronicles 20:20, and those that have been here for years know that this is a scripture that I just have just imparted to you for years and years. You know, when Jehoshaphat was going into battle and he waited on the Lord to get a word from God. Can y'all put up 2 Chronicles 20:20 and you put up the Amplified? And so he got a word from God. And then he began to say, 2 Chronicles 20:20, praise the Lord. He said, if you'll believe and you'll remain steadfast to his prophets, you shall prosper. I'll read it. Hallelujah. Believe and remain steadfast. Believe in the Lord your God is what it says. And you shall be established. You shall prosper. Believe, remain steadfast to his prophets, and you shall prosper. Do you believe? Is there a prophet in the land that has your ear? Is there a prophet in the land that has your ear? Who are you listening to? There's got to be a prophetic voice in the earth today that God has you listening to. Because there's still prophets today as there was in the Old Testament and New Testament. There are voices today. God has his prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. He has them here to equip us so we can do the work of the ministry. So we can do the work of the ministry. So there's a prophet's voice that God wants you to listen to. And you well know that the prophet that God has us listening to supernaturally sent us to sit under his ministry. And there's two, Brother Kenneth Copeland and Brother Jerry Savelle. They are prophetic voices in the land today that God supernaturally set us in their presence. I mean, literally in their homes, in their presence, in their ministry, so we could receive impartations and giftings, because God knew what we were going to be called to do. He did that before we came here to pastor. So there was impartations that we had to receive by sitting under their teachings and anointings and laying on of hands and words that we had need of. And for order for you to finish what God wants you to do, you must get among the prophets. You must hear. And I clarified it earlier. When I say prophets, the pastor, the evangelist, there's an equipping that must be done. So what are they saying? It may be somebody different for you, that those are, that are visiting. God may have you hearing and tuning an ear to Bill Johnson or whoever it may be, that you know they're in line with the Word of God. And I don't have to teach that. Most of you here, we've taught you that it has to line up with what the Word of the Lord says. Right. I'm not going to go over that. We've taught you that. You know that. So believe. Are you believing? Are you remaining steadfast to the word of the Lord? I think we've let that slip. So I felt like my assignment was, in coming to Christian Growth Center, that just to awaken you to the truth that there are words being spoken in the earth today. There are prophets speaking in the earth today. And we just lay the word on the shelf, and it's not going to come to pass just sitting on the shelf. That we have a great responsibility to say, thus saith the Lord in my life. Thus saith the Lord in the earth today. Thus saith the Lord of whatever the prophets are saying. Take this word that the prophets in the Bible have spoken. Elijah, Jeremiah, take the word of God here and speak what they said. Paul, apostle of God, take his words and speak what he said. You know, which we've taught that we do that in prayer, right? We take the scripture and we pray it, right? That's the same principle. So I just sensed the Lord saying, tell them. In 2 Peter 1 and verse 20, says, let's just have you... It's okay. It's not working. That's fine. I've got a Bible. Hallelujah. Y'all got Bibles? When all else fails, get the book out. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20 says, yet first you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of any personal or private or special interpretation. Verse 21, for no prophecy ever originated because some man willed it to do so. It never came by human impulse, but men spoke from God who were born along, moved and impelled by the Holy Spirit. And that's what Peter was saying here. So you can take that. It's no private interpretation. You take that word. So you will do well to pay close attention to the prophetic word of God that's being spoken today. No prophecy of Scripture. Oh, praise God, it's working. I don't know what scripture that is. Oh, that's not a scripture. That's a song. Hallelujah. And then just, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. And let's look at 2 Peter 1 and verse 12. And this is how God speaks to me. He sort of speaks to me through the scripture. So I intend always to remind you about these things, although indeed you know them and are firm in the truth and that you now hold. I think it right. He says, I think it right, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, this body, to stir you up by way of remembrance. Because there's things that God wants to accomplish in the kingdom of God. We've got to move things along for the kingdom of God's sake. Amen. You know, Paul always said, he'd say, I would say I long to see you that I could impart a truth to you. And that's sort of how I feel today. Amen. So what are the prophets saying? I can tell you what some are saying. I can tell you what the prophetic voice that, and it's not a slogan. is not a slogan for 2019. It's a thus saith the Lord for 2019. And I'm sure if you were listening, God gave you a thus saith the Lord for 2019. So when the word of God comes forth or prophecy comes forth, there's purpose attached to that word. And there's purpose attached to that word. And the purpose is for you to mix your faith with that word and activate your faith with that word so you can take hold of that word and you can, your life will be changed or your life will be rearranged if need be. And your life will be thrust forth into the will and purpose of God for your life and for the kingdom of Almighty God. So take that word off the shelf or take it out of your notebook and begin to read it and say it and decree it and declare it. And you'll begin to see some things move out of your life and you'll begin to see some things move along in your life and your calling and your ministry. You'll begin to see a supernatural manifestation and demonstration of the Spirit of God this morning. You'll see it if you'll begin to decree and declare what the prophets have said. And the other thing that Brother Copeland prophesied was, this is the big one. He said, this is the big one. This is 2019 is the year of the abundant harvest. That's harvest of souls, harvest of whatever it is that you're believing God for. So I keep saying that. I have it written down. I say it. This is my year of the abundant harvest. I'm going to win more souls to the Lord. I'm going to make a difference, and I'm going to have my harvest. I'm having my harvest. You've got to decree and declare it. You've got to be determined. I'm here to wake you up. I'm here to ignite some things inside of you. Amen. And Brother Jerry Savelle said, the word of the Lord. I hear you, Glenn. The word of the Lord. Are y'all helping me? The word of the Lord. 29 marvels, wonders, extraordinary manifestations of the greatness of our God. Let's believe for manifestations, demonstrations, to follow the preaching of the word of God. You say, well, I've done that in the past. It hasn't come to pass. Have you activated your faith with it in the past? Did you keep your faith activated in the past with that word? Did you lay it down? I've done it. I've just laid it aside. I'd forget about it. Then I'd be in a meeting and I'd hear them say, oh my gosh, I forgot. That's right. That's right. I need to be declaring that. Oh, that's right. That's right. I do the same thing you do. That's why God, I felt this, said, you must encourage them to get among the prophets. They need impartations. They must hook up with, sit under, put in a CD, put in a DVD. That's one way. You may not be able to go to a meeting. You may not be able to drive across the land, fly wherever. Put the DVD in. Keith Moore gives them out free. He doesn't charge you for any of it. He's a great teacher. Put the CD in. Listen, you're receiving impartations. Whoever it is God wants you to listen to, He'll direct you maybe to listen to someone I'm not listening to. It's okay as long as they're preaching the uncompromised word of God. Amen? Praise God. Marvels and wonders. It's the big one. It's the big one. Big things are happening. This is, so when we hear that, it's direction. It's direction from God. Direction from God. God is saying, I'm giving the body of Christ direction. And there's many other words. I'm sure you could tell me some you've heard. It's direction. So that direction is a direction that we've been given to direct our faith. To direct our faith. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2 says, and I'll try to get there. Hebrews 4, 6. I know Rob has a word, but this is what the Word of God says in Hebrews 4. And I'll start at verse 1 out of the Amplified. Therefore, while the promise of entering His rest still holds and is offered today, Let us not be afraid to distrust it, lest any of you should think he has come too late and has come short of reaching it. For indeed we have had the glad tidings, the gospel of God, proclaimed to us, just as truly as they, the Israelites of old, did, when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them. But the message, listen to this about the Israelites. But the message they heard did not benefit them, because it was not mixed with faith, trust, belief. It was not mixed with faith. God, I have faith. I believe you. I trust you. With the, they didn't have trust and confidence in his power and his wisdom and his goodness. By those who heard it. It wasn't mixed with faith by those who heard it. Together, listen to this. Together, they were united in faith. They were united in faith with the ones, with Joshua and Caleb, who heard, but they didn't believe. Remember Joshua? Neither. That's important, and I left that important word out. Neither were they united in faith. Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, can we be united in faith that God wants to do signs and wonders and marvels and healings and deliverance? Healing is a calling card. The world will stand up and take notice when you have miracles, signs, wonders, manifestations, marvels, and wonders. Let's mix our faith with thus saith the Lord that God has spoken unto you, with the vision God's given you, with the word of God he's given you, that you may have put on the shelf you got 20, 30, 40 years ago. Just because it hasn't come to pass yet, does that mean it was null and void? Only you can make it null and void. Only you can make it null and void. So activate your faith, church. There's a work, an assignment attached to the word, to that word. Hook on to the word. Believe the word. In 2 Chronicles 20:20 again. Believe and remain steadfast. Believe in the Lord your God. Remain steadfast. Believe the prophets and you will prosper. There is an impartation that needs to be made. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word God gave me for 2019, I'll give it to you. He says, I'm going to take you places you've never been. And I'm going to show you things you've never seen. I was sitting in a meeting. Now this will just sort of give example. I was sitting in a meeting. I can't remember what meeting. I'd have to go back and look at my notes. But I was sitting in a meeting. I don't know who was preaching, but there was a man of God preaching. And God said that to me. I was sitting where the glory of God was manifest, where the anointing of God was a present. And I was sitting there and I began to write that. So I know it was God. So, and I thought, my mind went to the natural. I'm going to take you places you've never been and show you things you've never seen. Oh, yay, yay. But all of a sudden, then I moved over into the spirit. And God said, I'm going to take you into realms you've never been. And I'm going to show you things you've never seen. But I have to, what do I have to do? What would you have to do if God told you that? I have to believe it. I have to accept it and believe it. And I have to add my faith with it, right? And I have to position myself for that to take place. And, you know, some of you may be sitting out there going, well, how's that apply to my life? I just thought I needed to hear a nice little sermon. This applies to your life. I wanted to say muchly. I don't know. Largely. I know that's a word. It applies to your life. Because God, you know, those that know me, know God starts dealing with me about some things. And he'll allow me to speak them prophetically. And I really believe that he said, come, there's a law. There's a law. And there needs to be an awakening. Grab hold of thus saith the Lord. Grab hold, and you'll see those prophecies that came forth through Brother, with Pastor Rob, and Brother Gene and Debbie, the words that came forth, you'll see. Cern, you'll see it if you'll just take hold. Activate your faith with what God has said. You'll see some things take place. Mix your faith because you're a major part of God's plan. Amen. And I'm going to stop, but I'll just a couple of scriptures I want to give you. Habakkuk 1, 5, and I want to give you that, and then I'll let Pastor Rob, I'll let Pastor Rob. Well, we're just tag team here, right? That's how we do. It's Habakkuk 1:5 says, look around you. This is Habakkuk, and he says, talking about God, why does he allow injustice and so on and so forth? And he says, look around you, Habakkuk replied, the Lord among the nations and see. He said, be astonished, for I'm putting into effect a work in your days such that you would not believe if it were told you. For behold, I'm rousing up the church. This is the Chaldeans. But I read it like, I'm rousing up the church. Be astonished because I'm rousing up the church. And we know this scripture in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3. Talks about writing the vision, you know, engrave it on tablets so people that read it can run with it. But in verse 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. And it hastens to the end, the fulfillment. It will not deceive or disappoint. Though it tarry, wait earnestly for it, because it will surely come. It will not be behindhand on its appointed day. So the word of the Lord that's been given to you, it's for an appointed day. And just because it hasn't come to pass yet, there are seasons with God. But just because it hasn't come to pass doesn't mean it won't come to pass. There's appointed time. And I love this scripture that Brother Jerry's been given, Job 5:9. We'll never comprehend all the great things he does. His miracle surprises can't be counted. And that's how the Message Bible. His surprises, they can't be counted. So God has a wonderful work that he wants done in the earth. And he's chosen you. And he's chosen me. Because, you know, I tell myself a lot, because I'll just be quite honest with you. I'd like to sit and take some time off. I thought I was going to be able to do that, but I haven't really stopped since we've left and or moved. How do you do that? But anyway, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. But I want you to take the word of God. Listen. Tune your ear. Tune your ear and listen. Listen. Listen to what God is saying. And one thing I need to say, because it rose back up in my spirit, I'm going to tell them what I told Carol this morning. Because I want you to hear this because of controversy with Joseph Prince. In our company, there's been a lot of negativity with some things that he's taught about grace. But, you know, God showed me, he said, you know, it was like when Brother Hagin came on the scene and Brother Oral Roberts came on the scene and Brother Kenneth Copeland was well known and Brother Jerry Savelle was well known and Hilton Sutton, and I could go on and down the list. He said there was controversy. They're the name it, claim it people. They're the grab it. They're the prosperity preachers. They're the da 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 da, on and on and on. And they've done that with Joseph Prince. And they've said that, some things about him. And I don't totally agree with everything he preaches or says, maybe. But I do believe he is touching the world with the grace of God. And I do believe, I'm so glad y'all are teaching that in the class. Because I do believe he's touching the world and he's changing lives. And so what happened was, when this last minister's conference, the Kenneth Copeland minister's conference a couple weeks ago, Brother Keith Moore got up and he began to teach in his session. And Brother Keith Moore said, I just got back from Singapore. I didn't get to be with, see Joseph Prince, but I saw his facilities, and I met a man that got totally delivered and saved out of a terrible, he was a very wealthy, wealthy businessman. He got in a really bad lifestyle with lots of drugs and a lot of things. And he said he got totally saved and set free by knowing that God wasn't mad at him. That God loved him. He got a hold of Joseph Prince book or tape or something. And he began to read, God's not mad at me. God has forgiven me. My sins are washed away. And he got totally delivered and totally set free and saved. And so then somebody put a Keith Moore CD or tape or book in his hand. And he said, and then God used you, Keith Moore, to help get me established in the Word of God, in the Word of faith, and to teach me who I am and teach me those other truths that I needed. So Brother Keith Moore said, don't say anything else. He said, I haven't read a book by Joseph Prince. I haven't heard a message by Joseph Prince, but I'm telling you, God's using him where he's not using me. He's using me where he's not using him. And the same thing will happen with you. So then Brother Kenneth Copeland gets up. I said, I want to hear what that prophet says, what the prophet says. He gets up. He says, I love Joseph Prince, and I don't want to hear anybody else say anything about him. Why would we in the body of Christ fight against one another? Well, hallelujah, I said it. Hallelujah, I said it. Come on. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We're the prophetic apostolic voice to this church.
Amen. Amen.
And God had a word, has a word for you.
Amen.
As a family of God. Amen?
Yes.
Praise God. Take the word. Get among the prophets, and you'll be turned into another man.